second context, or a second reflection. I was working in the communications office in 1997 and spent the whole of 1998 dealing with the after effects of the Guardian article and the FWBO files. In fact, it went on for years. For some reason, as light relief, in late 1998, after this very intense period, I decided that it would be a good idea to go on a retreat at Auschwitz concentration camp. I just like a good time, clearly. I went on a bearing witness retreat with someone called Bernie Glassman, who I'd met the previous year. He's a Zen teacher from New York. So I don't want to talk too much about that. If you're interested, I wrote an article about it, but there was also quite a good novel by Peter Matteson, who's a well-known novelist, that was written about the first of those going for refugee retreats, which I mean just a couple of years before. We went to Auschwitz because that's where the shadow is. Personally, my family were, my grandfather was killed in the Holocaust, my father was a refugee from the Nazis. So going to Auschwitz and Birkenau and just sitting there for a week was a way of meeting something. And don't ask me what, that is clearly another talk again. But what I found helpful was Bernie Glassman's model of bearing witness. And these are what he calls the three peacemaker tenets. The first one is not knowing. Not knowing, thereby giving up fixed ideas about myself and the world. What do we make of someone of Sangharakshita's evident stature who acted in ways that have caused such pain? What do we make of that? What do we make of someone who I admire greatly on the personal level and as a teacher, and yet clearly has acted unskillfully? What do we make of that? So the first thing that I take from Bernie Glassman is not knowing. I don't know how to square that circle. I don't have an answer for it. And my mind wants to fix that by coming up with an explanation or some kind of, I mean, there's actually a danger of some kind of pleasing moral conundrum or Zen paradox or something like that. I don't know. And another way that I personally don't do this so much, but other people I see wanting to make sense of this by defending or by blaming. Let it go. We don't know. Secondly, bearing witness. Because the first one can be the biggest cop-out of them all. I don't know. Bearing witness means taking in the whole situation without prior judgment. Without prior judgment when you're sitting in Auschwitz, Birkenau, where your relatives were killed. Yes, said Bernie Glassman. Take in the whole situation. And I think that means listening and being open. It means being open to the testimonies of people who've been through this experience. It means being open to people who had a different experience. It means people being open to the positive side of this as well as the difficult side of it. Condemnation can sometimes drown out those other voices. Maybe we haven't done enough listening. I think personally, I haven't always done enough listening. I was actually in a chapter with two of the people of the order who are now kind of testifying about their experience. I heard them talk about this, again, about 20 years ago. No, more than that. Yeah, more than that. I'm not sure I listened well enough then. So not knowing, bearing witness, and then loving action that heals myself and others. And there's an act of faith in that. An act of faith that starts with not having the answer. That if we jump to an answer, we won't get the wisdom that allows us to act in a loving way. And we can't say what that will look like. But it's looking for healing.